Have you ever felt like something was missing in your life? Maybe you have family and house and food and all the basic necessities of life, but you ever feel like there was something deep down within inside of you that needed to be fulfilled? Well, only God can fill that God-sized hole in our hearts, right? You could try to put the whole world in there, the whole universe, people, persons, places, and things, and it would never satisfy your hunger for God. And that is what our basic readings are about today, having that spiritual hunger fulfilled by God, right, and not by the world. Yes, we need the basic necessities, but beyond that, we need God in our daily lives to fulfill that spiritual hunger that we have. I'd like to share with you the stories of two men who had everything in the world, but they didn't have God, and they were not happy. Tom Phillips is the first one. At the age of 40, he had a big company in Massachusetts. He had a Mercedes and home and family, but he wasn't happy. He had all those things of the world, but it didn't satisfy him deep down in his heart. And so one day he had a religious experience, and he turned his life over to the Lord, and he said, "I saw what was missing from my life. It was Jesus Christ, our Lord. I had never turned my life over to Him." And so he began his spiritual journey at that point and started to feel the true satisfaction that can only come from God. A friend of his named Charles Colson, had an office next to President Nixon and a six-figure income and a limo and a chauffeur and all those kinds of things, but he said he had a gnawing hollowness in his heart that nothing was fulfilling. Well, they went to visit his friend Tom Phillips, the first guy I talked about, and Tom witnessed to Chuck about spiritual life. And so when Chuck left Tom's house that night, he hadn't driven about 100 yards when he started crying so loudly he had to pull over, and he was afraid that the Phillips home would hear him crying because he was crying so loud. And it was that spiritual hunger that he realized that he had never filled in his life. Now, the White House and the whole country were very surprised at Chuck Colson's conversion to Jesus Christ, because Chuck was known as the hatchet man of the Nixon administration and supposedly had said that he had run over his own grandmother to reelect the president. Now, that's pretty crazy, right? And so he was involved in that whole Watergate scandal, and he went to jail for 7 months. And after that, he traveled around the country preaching mostly in prisons, but also at college campuses, and he started Prison Ministry Fellowship, which is the largest prison ministry in the United States now, and had just a powerful change of his life and helped so many other people to change their lives. And he realized that, he said, the jail system was not helpful in rehabilitating people. It was only there to keep people in. And so he really pushed for education and spiritual values among the inhabitants of the jails, prisons, so that they could be truly rehabilitated and become new persons. And he died, Chuck Colson just died in the year 2012. But two men out of the 7 billion people in the world that all have the same spiritual hunger in our hearts. Nobody can get it fulfilled through any way else than in God. And so we have to stick with our Lord, because we are made both of body and soul, right? So yes, we do need food to satisfy our physical hunger, but we need the spiritual food to satisfy our souls, right? Every person on earth has a body and a soul. And that soul can only be fulfilled in relationship to Almighty God. St. Augustine, who was from Northern Africa, way back in the 300s and 400s, he also had that kind of experience. He was a man of the world as a young man, and then had a conversion experience and turned his life over to Jesus our Lord and to the church, became a bishop and a great doctor of the church. And he said, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee, O Lord. Our hearts are restless until they can rest in You, O Lord." And he's got a beautiful book about his spiritual conversion called The Confessions. And so we heard in our first Bible reading today from Ephesians how St. Paul was speaking that same kind of language to the early Christians. He said, you got to put off the old man and you got to put on the new man, right? And you have to have a fresh spiritual way of thinking, not an earthly way of thinking like you've been used to, he said. We have to put on that new person in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in the first reading from Exodus in the Old Testament, the people were grumbling for that physical food. They were actually ungrateful to God after he had taken them out of slavery. They said, oh, it would have been better if we had stayed in Egypt where we could have had all the food that we needed and we could have just died there. And so they were grumbling against the Lord, and the Lord is very unhappy with them for that, right? And so God said, all right, I'm going to send you food. So he gave them quail. And we don't have it in this reading today, but it's in the Bible. He said, you're going to eat so much quail, it's going to be coming out of your noses and your ears and everything. You're going to be sick of it. He said it was a punishment for them. But he also gave them this kind of heavenly food, this heavenly bread, this manna that would end up on the desert land and they could just pick it up. And this was kind of the beginning of trying to get them to think in a spiritual way, not just in a physical way, right? So they had that manna in the desert for 40 years until they finally got into the Holy Land. No more manna. They didn't need it anymore, right? And so in the gospel today, this is the second of 5 weeks of looking at the gospel of John chapter 6. And I'm not sure if Father Bizarre told you last week, but we're in the gospel of Mark for this year B. You know, we're on a 3-year cycle of Bible readings in our church. Year A is Matthew, B is Mark. C is Luke. So where's John? Well, we have John in Easter and Lent, special feast days. And right in the middle of Mark, Mark is such a short gospel, we need some filler space. And so John chapter 6 is a very important chapter that has converted many a person to our Catholic Church. I know a Baptist lady who had been studying John chapter 6, and when she went to see the movie The Passion of the Christ, by Mel Gibson. I don't know if y'all saw that, but it showed the Last Supper scene and then the crucifixion. But when she saw the Last Supper scene, she said, that really is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. It's not just a symbol. It really is his body that he gives to us to feed us. So not only physical food, but our spiritual food. Jesus, who said, I am the bread from heaven. Anybody who receives me will no longer hunger and thirst in a spiritual way, right? In a spiritual way. Yes, we need our daily food, but that spiritual hunger can be satisfied by Jesus Christ in this life to a degree. Not totally, because we've still got a little bit left over that can only be fulfilled in heaven. And that's what calls us to want to go to heaven and be there to be totally fulfilled in our Lord. So Jesus said, don't work for this perishable food anymore. Focus on the spiritual food. And you'll get the physical, you get what you need, your basic items, necessities. But focus on me and let me be the center of your life rather than the things of the world that can never satisfy you. And so that's what we are doing today, right? When we come to the Mass, we're coming to worship God. We're coming to give him thanks and praise for every heartbeat that we had this week, right? It was a gift from God. And so we want to come and give thanks to him. We want to give praise to him and fill our souls with his presence, with the Holy Spirit, to give us power to go out through this next week to do the mission that he has commanded us to do. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Lord, for your grace. Let us thank him and praise him. Let us set Vilcloud on fire, right? We got plenty of empty seats right here. We could fill them up, right? So everybody start inviting people back to church. Tell them to come and fulfill your spiritual desire that nothing in the world can fulfill, that can satisfy. But only here. Hearing the word of God, which is our spiritual food here. Because we have two tables, really, at the worship service here, right? The table of the word. So we're kind of munching on the word of God. It's our spiritual food for our intellects, our minds, and it prepares us for this spiritual food of Jesus our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. So thank you, Jesus, like Tom and Charles and St. Augustine, we come to find the answer to our deepest longing in life right here in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.